He's the chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute. Mr. Felmy, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what does the American Petroleum Institute do?
Well, we're a trade association in Washington, D.C. that represents all aspects of the oil industry. So, for example, we represent companies that you're well familiar with, the majors. We also represent smaller companies, everything from kind of well to wheels, if you will.
I saw in USA Today's money section yesterday an article written by Ron Barnett. A South Carolina legislator wants to cap gasoline prices in his state. It's an interesting thing to think about. I know that Hawaii was the other state that tried to do this, but you don't believe that this legislation would be a good thing.
Well, price controls have not worked for thousands of years since the Romans tried to put price controls on salt. They cause shortages, they cause disconnections in the market, and it's really a bad thing for consumers. We learned that from the 70s when we had price and allocation controls that only resulted in gas lines.
All right. I'm sure that the skeptics out there driving to work here in mid-Michigan are saying, well, Mr. Felmy, you represent those folks, so why would you be in favor of capping prices?
Well, I just look at the markets. I'm an economist. And if you don't have a market price that works, you're going to have people who won't get fuel. South Carolina has no oil supplies itself. And so if the price is set too low, you won't be able to sell product in that state. So it's simply market fundamentals more than anything else.
John, help me understand something. When I go to one restaurant or a Speedway gas station, a pop's going to be 99 cents. Across the street, it may be a nickel more or a nickel less. But those same gas stations with different owners selling different types of gasoline will charge gas for the exact same prices. I can't understand that.
It's pure competition at work. If you try to raise your price, say you have three gas stations on a corner, and you try to raise your price above your competitors, you lose all your business. It's really cutthroat Adam Smith competition.
And the same where I live is 6 miles away from another city. In that city, the gas is always 10 cents cheaper than it is where I live. There's four gas stations in my city. 6 miles down the road, there are several gas stations, and it'll be a dime cheaper. I don't get that either.
Well, you've got to understand that these are local businessmen that own these stations and largely decide what the prices are going to be based on competition and what they have to pay. It's also their cost of operations. You know, I drive from a blue-collar suburb to a wealthy suburb to get into Washington, and prices can go up 25 cents a gallon because the costs of real estate and labor and everything are a lot higher.
So what would happen should a cap be placed on gasoline prices?
Well, if they set the cap too low, Econ 101 tells you that demand will be greater than supply, and you'll have people, the market will ration the fuels available with gas lines. We learned that from the 70s. There's no reason to believe that it's any different. You know, the Romans tried to fix the price of salt 2,000 years ago, and it didn't work then.
We have had anywhere from a 75 cent and up spike in gas, and I'd say the last year it's really spiked like crazy lately. There are refineries in Illinois we're told there were some issues with, and then of course what's going on in the Middle East. It seems like the supply is good, but when a refinery has issues or when it shuts down to retool or change the blends of gases, we really feel it here in Michigan.
Well, there's no question that Michigan has more volatile gas prices than other states, and part of it is because your sales tax. When the price goes up, the sales tax goes up, and the price goes up more. So that's part of the volatility you have there. But you're right. On a world scale, what's driven it up over the past year is basically the cost of crude oil. It's gone up over $1 a gallon. You also had increased costs of ethanol that have gone up. Sales taxes have gone up. Credit card fees have gone up, and the overall price of energy. So, yeah, product is available. It just costs more to make.
Legislation has passed the House and is in the Senate that would allow the United States to build more refineries. Would that be a good thing? And should it pass, how long would it take to get one up and going?
Well, it would take a long time with permitting and everything you have to go, but it's something clearly to consider. And the important thing about refineries are they're good-paying jobs. We'd be generating value added here in this country, taxes, and improve our energy security.
We need more refineries.
Well, we are, right now we're able to import the amount of product that we can't produce here. So it would certainly help in terms of jobs and revenue.
And before I let you go, John, tell me what's the information you'd like to get out to the public that most people that we don't know about petroleum.
Well, the main thing is that what is driving gas prices over the past year is the cost of crude oil. And so look in your paper, find out what the price of a barrel of crude oil is, and divide by 42, because that's the number of gallons in a barrel. You pay then 62 cents in taxes in Michigan right now, and that pretty much tells you what the base cost of making gasoline is.
All right. John Felmy is the chief economist with the American Petroleum Institute. John, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.